Welcome to the Friday Sports Report here on Vectis Radio. My name is Martin Sanders and I'm your sports correspondent. AFC Bournemouth, they had a great result midweek on Wednesday night. They had a massive win at Bristol City, a 2-1 win. The Cherries are well and firmly in the promotion race now. The game, it was a tight game, and as the half-time whistle came, Bournemouth were 1-0 down. But in unlikely circumstances, Junior Salisdars whipped in a ball that City goalkeeper Dan Bentley came to claim, but instead fumbled into his own goal. The majority of the attacking thrust in the second half came from the visitors following the interval, but it was in the dying moments when Philip Billing headed down from a corner and Cameron Carter-Vickers managed to direct the ball home for his first Cherries goal in three crucial away points for the Cherries. It was a massive win for Jonathan Woodgate and they now head to Preston North End on Saturday. They head to Deepdale. That is a 3 p.m. kickoff in the Sky Bet Championship. Portsmouth, they were in action in midweek as well. They were unable to salvage a point against Doncaster despite a late fight back. The 2-1 defeat at the Keepmoat Stadium saw Kenny Jackett's side drop one place to fifth in the League One standings. Next up for Portsmouth is a trip to Northampton. Next weekend's a big weekend. We have cup final for Portsmouth, which we'll be focusing on when we have the sports report on Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Make sure you join me and Gavin Jones, where we'll be talking about Portsmouth's trip to Wembley Stadium and a big game with Salford City there. The Saints, they're in dismal form at the moment. They played on Monday night and they visited Goodison Park. Rarely seems to bear much fruit for Southampton, Goodison Park. And this season's addition was no different as they fell 1-0 down early on Merseyside. Saints' last Premier League victory at Goodison Park came back in November 1997 when a Kevin Davis solo wonder goal highlighted a 2-0 win for the Saints that day. They're going to have to wait a while longer for another opportunity to end the torrid run that they have endured since then. On this occasion, an early strike from Richarlison, who has been a regular thorn in the side for Saints in recent years, was enough to give Everton the points in a game that threw little in the way of opportunities for either sides. Whilst the Goodison record remains ongoing, point of frustration for Southampton, Ralph Hasenhüttl's team are currently on a dreadful Premier League run, which now stands at just one win in 14 matches. They will be hoping that they can move forward again when they place bottom place Sheffield United on Saturday, in which you would have to say is a must-win game for Southampton manager Ralph Hasenhüttl, who is coming under increasing pressure at the Saints. The good news, though, for Southampton is right back, and first choice right back, that is, Kyle Walker-Peters is back in contention for this weekend's trip to Bramall Lane. The 23-year-old has been sidelined for the past few weeks with his second stint in the treatment room since the turn of the year, but it is nearing a full return to fitness, the manager has confirmed at his press conference early on this week. Hasenhüttl has also revealed positive news regarding Diallo and Malamino, who are both on track to feature at the weekend, and they're close to full fitness. The only downside at the moment is Theo Wilcott is still injured, but he could be available after this month's international break. The injury news, Hasenhüttl said, is not as bad as it was. We have players coming back and back in training. We have key players coming back to fitness at a crucial time for us. The good news is they're in the sessions and they'll hopefully be available for the game. We'll have to have a look at the weekend. Southampton, though, they have to pay attention to Gineppo, who had an injury scare in Monday night's game at Goodison Park. The Saints are monitoring his fitness at the moment and they're just being careful how they manage the young winger. That wraps up everything that's been happening with our South Coast clubs. A big weekend for all three. And I hope you'll be able to join me on Sunday evening here on Vectis Radio at 6 p.m. We'll simply be taking a look back at all the key talking points from the weekend's games and we'll be looking at any other local sports news that we may have coming up. The lockdown is near ending and there's loads of announcements coming through.